evaporated between about 9 p.m. and 11 p.m. last night. I'm going to have a little bit more time. And also, Netflix has rebooted the hit 90s cartoon Rocko's Modern Life. And this time, there's a transgender character included in the lineup of roles, much to the delight of the fans, I'm sure. All right, back in moments.
Many people tell us about their experience with Extendivite. Just listen to what Glenn has to say.
Prior to taking it, I had diabetic neuropathy. The Extendivite reduced that significantly. Acid reflux was reduced. I had athlete's foot, very severe. Trimmed that down to about 75%. Dandruff, almost completely gone. I had occipital neuralgia at the base of my skull. I was having migraines, reduced by about 90%. Heart palpitations, my heart would kind of stall out. I would skip a beat. Very uncomfortable. And when walking from downstairs going to sleep, by the time I got to the bedroom, which is just one flight of stairs, my heart was pounding, coming out of my chest. My vision was blurry. This completely solved that problem. Great product. Thanks.
Tell us your story. Get Extendivite today. Call 1-877-928-8822 or visit heartdrop.com.
Extend your life with Extendivite.
Listening to Republic Broadcasting Network, because you can handle the truth.
This is the alternative media, exposing government corruption, defending our suspended constitution, demanding the rights of we the people, broadcasting the truth. The puppet media dare not report. Long live liberty and death to the new world order. Prepare yourself. This is the alternative media.
Hello and welcome to the Alternative Media. This is your Saturday broadcast where we discuss current events, politics, the disinformation, lies, deceit, and propaganda, the mainstream corporate-owned puppet media, and the fact that the federal government of the United States no longer has any resemblance whatsoever of representation of we the people. It is Saturday, August 17th, 2019. We're an hour two of the broadcast. I was having a little fun there at the end of hour one with the Epstein story and the Republicrats and the Democons in Israel. So sometimes, you know, it's no good to cry, so you might as well laugh when you're living in this absurd clown world in which we live. I wanted to take a moment and tell everyone, you know, support RBN. There's great items in the store. Support RBN. Ask for no donations. If you like this broadcast, you want to keep this broadcast on the air, donate to RBN, donate to the work of John Stattmiller, the great staff. You know, Ken's the board up on Saturdays. He does a great job with the clips, with the phone calls, keeping me on track, helping me. Like last week, Ken was a huge help with the Epstein story breaking. While I didn't see it prior to 9 o'clock Eastern. So, you know, I get a lot of email. I got a ton of email off last week's broadcast. I'll just have to say I got email from people that I never got email from before. We had played the Patrick Little. People had some questions, maybe unaware of who Patrick Little was or whatever. And I don't do the greatest job sometimes always answering everything. My weeks vary from how much time I have to, you know, just sit down and email everybody back. I apologize for that. It's no disrespect intended. It's just, you know, I'm living a life too. But you know, I do get emails sometimes, people asking about donating to the broadcast. If you like the broadcast, donate to RBN. I ask for nothing. I just want to put the news and information out there. You know, I got children that's got to grow up in this world, grandchildren to grow up in this world, and this is one sick, sad world that we're handing off to the future generations, and it's all the result of the bunch of sellout traitors and criminals that run Washington, D.C., and I mean, I could count on my hand, if I had a couple of fingers removed off of it, how many people in Washington, D.C., in the Congress, and the Senate, and the executive branch that I have one iota of faith in, okay? So, yeah, it kind of gets me a little hot under the collar to see this just this massive, intentional, deliberate, constant corruption. And, you know, you've got all of these gatekeepers that they tell half-truths. They never go the distance. They keep the people in the dark. Rush Limbaugh is a perfect example of that. He is an expert. I mean, he was defending yesterday, and it depends on where I'm working at, whether I get to. It's not that I really care that much about listening to Rush Limbaugh, but other people like to listen to it. I like listening to it to a certain degree. But he was defending all the reasons that Israel has the right to not allow in what Omar and Tlaib or whatever, which I fully agree. I mean, any country should have the right to not let in anyone they want to. I fully agree. But the hypocrisy of that is that the very same people that run Israel is the very same people that tell us we have to have open borders. We can't ban people coming into this country from Muslim countries. We have no rights to do anything except have complete open borders and massive invasion, and that all the native population, the native citizenry, is supposed to sit back and fund this and choke it down while we sit back and watch the Republicrats and the Democrats totally sell us out. You know, that's what gets me. I mean, exposing hypocrisy does not do anything, because I could expose it all. I mean, even Rush Limbaugh exposes hypocrisy all day long. But what do? We keep going down the same path. We see, keep, and you know, I know Donald Trump fills the stadiums, and he's done a lot in a sense to, you know, maybe awaken a certain segment of the population. But look, no wall. You know, some of the things he's wanted to do would have been good if they could have been implemented, but all of a sudden we're living in this new clown world where judges can just stop the president from doing anything that he says, and then he goes along with it. You know, it was December when he was talking about he was going to do something about the anchor babies. Guess what that was? That's called useless lip service. I'm not in for the talk. I'm for the action. You know, you can talk about it all day long, you know, about, oh, the anchor babies is horrible, but you know, and I guess, you know, maybe from his point of view, if he did do an executive action or something, some cucked out judge somewhere would just strike it down, and then he'd go along with it, and that'd be the end of that. But anyway, I want to play a clip here. I did not know this, and actually, you know, Tony and Jay brought this to my attention. I did not know that apparently they were insane enough over at InfoWars to actually let Adam Green on. Adam Green was on InfoWars with Oren Stroyer. Hope I pronounced that correctly. And I wanted to play about 6 minutes, and this is a good place to put it. So here we go. Adam Green on InfoWars with Oren Stroyer. Here we go. Yeah.
Watch the live stream right now at InfoWars.com/show.
My next guest is Adam Green from NoMoreNews.com. He is an InfoWars fan turned critic, and there were a lot of people that were saying I was too cowardly to have him on, so we decided to invite him on and have him on, so I'm looking forward to hearing what he wants to say here today. Adam, I'll let you take this any direction you want, buddy. Welcome to the War Room.
Thanks for having me, Owen. I thought you would give me free will to speak.
And well, it's
nomorenews.org. Nomorenews.org.
All right, so that's your website. You've got a YouTube channel as well, No More News. It's very popular, mostly for your criticism of InfoWars. So I'm not sure if that's where you want to go, if there's another direction you want to go today, but I give you the floor.
I'm not just covering exposing InfoWars. I also have playlists exposing all the info that you guys won't cover, like Zionism and who was actually behind. Just so all your listeners know, I was a longtime InfoWars supporter. I started listening in 2008. I always heard the rumors and saw the videos about Alex Jones and InfoWars having bias and being gatekeepers and propagandists for Israel. I kind of was on the fence until the last few years. I just saw way too much overwhelming evidence that it became so clear to me that you guys aren't being honest and genuine when it comes to covering Israel and Zionism.
Okay, do you care to expand on that?
Absolutely. Well, first of all, would you deny, you said earlier that I'm going to say things, I'm going to call you things that you're not. So are you not a Christian Zionist?
No.
Okay. And Alex Jones is not a Christian Zionist?
I'm not going to speak for Alex Jones.
Okay. All right. So the reason that I think you guys are Zionists is because all of the information you put out, the rhetoric, you lie by omission when it comes to 9/11. When it comes to the Palestinian and Israeli conflict, you guys are completely biased for Israel. A few months ago, I went and visited the West Bank in Jerusalem and saw everything with my own eyes. And so I've seen what's going on over there. And when it comes to 9/11, Jones back in the day would say that Zionist fingerprints were all over it. And then nowadays, he says it's Saudi Arabia. And the fact that he knows that there's Israeli involvement.
But hold on a second. Let's be fair. I mean, can't you change coverage and opinion when news and stuff and things develop? I mean, I don't think that's a fair criticism.
Well, if he had all the information, if he wasn't blocking top 9/11 researchers like Christopher Bolin and Ryan Dawson and others from coming on the show that go into the Zionist involvement, then he would have the full picture and everybody would understand how if somebody asks you, if you're on Joe Rogan and Eddie Bravo asks you who was behind 9/11 and the first words you say are Saudi Arabia, that is a lie because it was designed, orchestrated, masterminded by Zionists.
Well, expand on it. Go ahead and explain it. We're not trying to gatekeep anything.
Okay, well, I put a video out this week called The Zionist Crusade. It shows Ehud Barak and former Prime Minister of Israel and Netanyahu all over BBC, all over the media, in Congress, pushing for us to go to war. We got the bad intel from the WNDs and from Mohammed Atta meeting in Prague from Israel. Netanyahu literally says in this video that I predicted in my book that the Twin Towers would be Islam. And then he says in Congress, sometimes countries need to be bombed into going into war. And then interesting, you know, he says that last year on 9/11, he tweeted out that he feels so bad on the 9/11 anniversary. He feels so bad about the 9/11 bombings. And as we all know, the official story is that there are no bombs. But Jones knows all this, and then now he's hyping up Benjamin Netanyahu. I have a video up just the other day. Alex Jones loves Benjamin Netanyahu and Netanyahu's relationship with Kushner and with Trump. Would you agree Trump is a whole hardcore Zionist?
No, I think Trump definitely favors Israel, and I think the foreign policy of Israel first in the Middle East is something that still resonates. But no, I think that Trump is – I wouldn't call Trump a Zionist.
Huh? Okay. I said it resonates with you and all of the right-wing people in your circle like Breitbart and World Net Daily and Rebel Media. All of them are Zionists. That's your whole little clique over there. Not to mention all the people you've hired. Jerome Corsi from World Net Daily, hardcore Zionist, a proud Zionist. World Net Daily.
What do you mean proud Zionist? First of all, Corsi doesn't work for us anymore. Proud Zionist. Okay, what do you mean proud Zionist?
He did. I mean, he's unapologetic. Okay. He doesn't hide it like you guys try to do. So he
hide
worked
what?
For WorldNet Daily. Joseph Farah, WorldNet Daily, won Zionist.
Hold on. Hide what? What are we hiding?
You're hiding that you're Zionist and that you can't cover Israel, 9/11, or Trump, or
I
any
can't,
of this
hold
stuff.
Hold on.
Honestly.
I can't cover. No, but you're hurting your own cause here.
Is that the end, Ken? Okay. I wasn't exactly sure. Okay. You can go and watch that in its entirety. I only played 6 minutes of it, and I wasn't exactly sure where it was stopped at. But that is some very interesting interview there. And I think most of this audience, not all, I'm already receiving some of the email. There's a lot of people in maybe this audience of this broadcast that disagrees. And we're going to be moving to phone calls soon, and we can get your opinions. But, you know, I think it is it is important. Those of us that have got the retrospective, you know, that's been watching this for years, seem to all come, and I'm talking about Jeremy, Frank, Art, you know, longtime listeners of this broadcast that have watched this for a long time. There's many others. Don't feel bad if I left you out of that list. That have seen the direction that this has intentionally been put forth to lead us down. I mean, when you heard of that first video I played where the Epstein death was somehow connected to the Chi-Coms, and Marco Rubio came out and was saying that Russia was behind this. I mean, we've got people that are feeding us BS at a level that is unbelievable, that they would even think anyone would do anything other than just laugh out loud. But yet, that is the reality. But, you know, I don't know. I mean, let's talk about the other side of that. You go out to Walmart, people's dressed in their pajamas. Everybody's dyeing their hair purple and green and blue. And I just got a word here to you women. If everything below your hair looks like a big sloppy, floppy mess and you look like a blob person, you know, it don't matter what color your hair is. In fact, if you dye your hair green, it's just my opinion, if you dye your hair green and you're a blob person out in society wearing your pajamas, you just look more like a clown. It's not helping you, okay? But feel free to do it. I don't care. Trust me, I don't care. In fact, you know, I'm so jaded now to the point that I'm conditioned to accept as normal that our society is completely decaying. We are a society in decline. It's not even talked about in the media because the media is fanning the flames of the decline. The media wants you to accept living in a gay pride parade all day. Okay, and it couldn't be more obvious. The school systems want to help transgender your children. They want to make it normal. Now, it's in the cartoons now. I read the story at the top of the, or the end of the first hour, where they're putting it in cartoons. Transgender has to be the new character. All of this has to be accepted. All of this conditioning to become normal, that we live in a freak show and we have to have an absence of complete morality. And it's so sad. It's so sad for the generation coming along now. You know, they have no role models at all. I mean, if your child's role model is someone like Miley Cyrus, you are one pitiful parent, I'm here to tell you. So we are... We are a society being constantly conditioned, one, to accept this as normal. Our kids are struggling. Most people that's got kids in their 20s now, especially if they didn't go to college, and I don't know what you tell kids to go to college today for. I mean, come out of college with all this massive debt. But kids that are in their 20s, I say kids, they're adults, I get it. But you hardly tell them know what direction to go into. I feel like this generation, they're not going to be able to buy these overpriced houses that were, you know, a 1,800 square foot house on a couple of acres is $250,000. It's insane. And this is what we're handing off to them. All the while, the invasion is going on. Unabated. And you know, the very same ones that preached all this Russian conspiracy hoax for 2 years is the very same ones that are telling us that there's no conspiracy here with Epstein. It's a suicide. Sit down, shut up. Or they don't really care. I'm telling you, they don't really care if it is a if it's a homicide. They don't care if you debate that. The conspiracy theory can be that it was a homicide. That's what they want the conspiracy theory to be, that it was a homicide, and that you know, you can think suicide or homicide, but no talk of any possible bait and switch. And I'm here to tell you, this is just my little take on it, but I'm here to tell you, I do not believe that the Mossad would kill their number one rock star. It just doesn't make sense. It would demoralize the troops. So I can't prove it, you know, the whole sleaze stack thing, I was just joking around, but I believe he's alive and well. Back in moments. I tell you what, 1-800-313-9443 if you want to join in. We'll take phone calls from here on. 1-800-313-9443.
Corporate media dominates the American opinion. Finding independent voices that counter this avalanche is becoming increasingly difficult. With the endless corruption running rampant throughout our government, independent voices are needed more than ever to battle the offensive against our freedoms and liberties. As a listener of RBN, no one understands this concept better than you. Now it's up to you to do your part. The time has come for you to take action and begin broadcasting the truth to hundreds or thousands of people every month. Sound impossible? Quite the contrary. With pointed slogans from LibertyStickers.com, you can reach countless sleeping Americans unaware that they live in a real-life wonderland. LibertyStickers.com has a huge inventory of political bumper stickers and messages that reflect the truth about our government, our politicians, and the future of America. With so many in stock, there's one perfect for you. Visit us today at LibertyStickers.com. Again, that's LibertyStickers.com. Do your part. Your voice is important. Let it be heard.
As a listener of RBN, you're surely concerned about being informed and being ready for whatever may come. Please consider the following questionnaire as a soul-jarring wake-up call. If you answer no to more than two of these following questions, you probably aren't going to make it through any major disruption in our country. The questions were compiled by people that have been there. Are you really ready? Do you own your own firearm for the primary defense and protection of you and your loved ones? Have you ever been professionally trained to stand against life-threatening behavior? Have you ever practiced enough to fire 500 rounds during a 2 to 4 day time frame, day and night? Can you load, unload, fire, and clear a jam in total darkness? Have all the adults in your household been professionally trained? Are you, life and death, comfortable with your abilities with pistol, revolver, shotgun, and rifle? Are you aware that everything that you do to prepare for an emergency is a waste of time, money, and energy? If you haven't honed your abilities to their highest level to protect and keep what you have, do you have the repair parts that will most likely be needed for each of your firearm, and do you have the ability to install those parts? Could you completely clean every firearm you own? Are you aware that your body won't go where your mind hasn't been? In other words, without proper training, followed by regular practice, you probably will not win a gunfight. Well, how did you measure up? Take the once-in-a-lifetime opportunity to start correcting your deficiencies by receiving your Commander Lifetime Membership with Front Sight Firearms Training Facility. A one-time donation to RBN for $500 will give you a Commander Lifetime Membership at Front Sight as a tremendously huge thank you bonus. See details on RBN's webpage to make it happen. The clock is ticking. You had better be ready before it happens.
Taking your phone calls for the rest of the broadcast and 1-800-313-9443. We're going to go to Daniel in British Columbia. We got Art Off the Grid coming up next. Daniel, how you doing? Thanks for calling.
Hey, shalom. How are you doing?
Doing pretty good, sir.
great broadcast as usual. Listen, I got to weigh in real quickly on Epstein. We've heard everything else about the timeline and so forth, but I got to ask, like, who took this gurney photo? You know, we were meant to see that photo of him lying down, supposedly dead, with the EMTs working on him or not working on him. And this kind of makes me think about this 4chan user that got the news early. Something doesn't make sense there. We were meant to see that photo of him lying down. So whether he's alive or dead, I don't know. I think they probably whisked him out of there. And
let me add one thing right there just for the audience, Daniel, and I'll turn it back to you. That photo was first published in the New York Post, to the best of my knowledge, but there has been comparisons done of the nose and ear canal, and they don't match Epstein's the comparison to the nose and the ear canal. I'll turn it back to you. I'm sorry for interrupting. I just wanted to bring everybody up to speed of what you're talking about.
Yeah, I've seen that comparison. He's got more of a hooked nose. I guess when you get older, as older Jews get more of a hooked nose, we're supposed to believe that. I got another question. It's like, if they're doing this autopsy, and the medical examiner, usually, because I've watched a lot of forensic files, in fact, I've seen every single episode, I'm not a, you know, medical examiner myself, but, you know, even the average Joe like myself would know that they're going to swab that neck of his for skin cells, because they could detect foreign DNA. So you're going to tell me a bed sheet rolled up has the pounds per square inch to crush neck bones, and they're saying, oh, it happens in older suicide victims because, you know, their neck bones are so brittle. But this Epstein guy, I mean, he had a personal chef. He was pretty healthy as far as I can tell. He probably ate in the best restaurants. This guy did not have osteoporosis. So I just got to throw that in there. And on another topic, I'll be try and be real brief here because I know you got more callers. This Michael Kadar, the Jewish Community Center hoaxer, a lot of these phone calls that he made were when after his 18th birthday. So for them to say, oh, he was just 17 at the time and he had autism and he had a brain tumor. Well, I did some research on this back when it happened, before they changed his name to M. They actually changed his name from Kadar with a Y to Kadar without a Y. And I always wonder, you know, why would they do that? And then when they finally got rid of his name altogether, it kind of made more sense. But this kid was using sophisticated location hiding software and sophisticated voice altering software to make him sound like a woman. His father was arrested at the same time as him. His father is a computer expert in Israel. So I just thought I'd throw that out there. He was also arrested for selling MDMA online on the dark web, along with forged passports, visas, and driver's licenses. Now, you're going to tell me a 17-year-old has access to MDMA, forged passports, visas, and driver's licenses? Come on, man. This guy was a patsy. This kid was a patsy. His father was probably his handler. And in case they got caught, which they did, they could just say, oh, he's got a brain tumor. He didn't know what he was doing. You know, leave the poor Jewish boy alone. It just, the whole thing was coincided with Trump's Republican nomination, along with vilifying Steve Bannon for being a white supremacist and an anti-Semite. This all came out the same week. And then Trump came out and said, yeah, I think we know who this guy is. But this also came out the same time that Trump was ostracized for not saying the word Jews on Holocaust Remembrance Day. This was back in when he got the nomination. So they were just, you know, it was like, oh, anti-Semitism is everywhere. Anti-Semitism is everywhere. And they used this this kid as an excuse, you know. So he made like 120 bomb threats in 33 states. He made them here in Canada, Australia, New Zealand, and different countries in Europe. So if any of these other countries should, you know, try and extradite this kid, if they're not going to give him a prison sentence in Israel, I think everyone else should get a stab at him. So I'll leave you with that. Great show.
Hey, thank you so much, Daniel. It's good to talk to someone that's kept up with this Kadar story, because it has certainly been swept. So great information. Thank you so much. And before we go to the break, I wanted to say RBN is on TalkStream. Right now we're ranked 12th out of 72 shows. Mm-hmm. Last week we were 4th out of 90 shows. So that is huge that RBN, all of RBN shows, and this thing updates constantly so Ken can look and see. And right now we're 12th out of 72 shows. And these shows that are on TalkStream are stuff like Fox News, Glenn Beck, The Blaze. You know, it's not what you would refer to as, say, perhaps Patriot Radio. So I wanted to thank everyone for tuning in and enjoying the broadcast. We'll be back with Art Off the Grid, Frank, Barbara, and Mark coming up. Stay with me.
You are tuned in to the Republic Broadcasting Network. Visit our website by going to republicbroadcasting.org.
Republic Broadcasting Network depends on listener support of our advertisers and of our sponsors. We'd like to especially thank all of you who have taken advantage of our fundraiser with FrontSight Bonus. Those who are now FrontSight members, please train as soon as possible for your sake and for that of our nation. And please consider sharing your training and what you've learned when you arrive home. Republic Broadcasting Network has to stop promoting this fundraiser on air and on the website in just a few days. Dr. Ignatius Piazza, president of FrontSight, made a gracious exception to his no media rule for us at Republic Broadcasting Network. Thank you, Dr. Piazza. And once you've been to FrontSight, feel free to call your favorite host and share your experience on the air. We can continue this fundraiser without media help, but it'll be totally up to the listeners to spread the information. Please call Dan Sutterfield in Missouri at 573-465-2356, 573-465-2356. That's 573-465-2356.
OMG! People are jumping on board to the Life Change Tea Regiment. Brew, steep, and drink for a gentle, taste-great cleanse. It's changing how they feel. See what everybody's talking about. Log on to GetTheTea.com. That's GetTheTea.com. Life Change Tea aids in digestive slowdown and helps people get moving down a healthy path. We won't make claims. We'll just let you decide. Experience is much better than a commercial anyway. If you want results, log on to GetTheTea.com and purchase your Super Strength Cleansing Tea. You won't be disappointed. And if you're looking for some mind-body suggestions, go to YouTube and punch in the search bar Health Matters Now. That's Health Matters Now. Put power into your health now. So, GetTheTea.com, that's GetTheTea.com for Super Strength Tea. And YouTube, Health Matters Now. That's Health Matters Now for valuable suggestions. GetTheTea.com, the tea that makes you go.
Extend your life with Extendovite.
When your doctor tells you you have bad cholesterol or blockages in the arteries, what do you do? When diet and exercise is not enough, we try medications and hope for the best. For the last two decades, I have been telling people about a natural method to help solve these problems and more. Extendivite can help maintain cardiovascular health and lower blood lipid levels in adults. The seven herbs in Extendivite are known to work together synergistically to get the results we hope for. There are many testimonials on Extendivite's effect on circulatory-related ailments. Get Extendivite today to start your journey back to a healthier life. To order, call 1-877-928-8822 or visit heartdrop.com or see us on Amazon.com.
Extend your life with Extendovite.
All right, we're back on the Alternative Media Fan in the studio saying, I am a conspiracy factualist. Everyone else is a reality theorist. Taking your phone calls, 1-800-313-9443. Been getting a lot of emails, some wanting to talk about the dress Bill Clinton was wearing in that photo. Look, I'm not all-knowing, okay? I'm just surmising here. What actually happened, I figure, you know, just logically speaking, that was... He posed for that portrait, okay? It wasn't someone didn't pull it out. He posed. He was wearing the dress, the high heels. And probably, I figure, it probably happened right before they entered into that little temple there on the island, you know, that looks like the Kaaba out of Saudi Arabia. You ever looked into that? Has, like, been hit by a meteorite or something? It's got a little stone in it. It's very strange, that Kaaba in Saudi Arabia. But they had a circle inside that that little Kaaba on the island there. And it probably in that circle was written the words Tetragrammaton. And right before they conjured up the Baphomet, before they started raping little boys, Bill Clinton had posed for that photo, is what I would assume. Okay, Art, off the grid. Art, thanks for holding. How you doing, sir?
Hey, Farron. How you doing, man?
Good.
Okay, now, I listen to what I very seldom ever listen. First of all, how dare you insult Miley Cyrus like that? Don't you know these little porker grain-fed country girls going to be all upset about you? I'm sorry, I just had to throw that in there. I'm from the Deep South, folks. I can say that and get away with it. In fact, about three-fourths of my family are little porker grain-fed country girls. I very seldom ever leave the property, and there's nowhere on the property, almost nowhere on the property I can go where I can't listen to my talk radio. And so, for the most part, I listen to Rush Limbaugh 3 hours a day, damn near every damn day of the week, unless I got to go somewhere. You know, I went back this evening, early this morning, and I reread the entire transcript where Rush Limbaugh was talking about Epstein, and nowhere in there did he actually come out and say he believed Epstein was alive. What he said was that he tended to think that they got him out of there, but, quote, "I, for myself, have no idea, but I'm telling you, if we learn someday the guy's still alive, I won't be surprised." That's what he said. He also went on to make mention of how it would take a virtual army of people involved and millions of dollars to get Epstein out of there. But since the guy's worth over $500 million, well, he's got the money to get him out of there. Now, here's the thing. Isn't it interesting? Because what I actually wanted to talk about was the, the forensic autopsy dude, whatever.
The pathologist Baden, Dr. Baden?
Yeah, the pathologist. This, again, the same guy who did the JFK autopsy and other autopsies that have been questionable, including many autopsies during the Bill Clinton era, and, of course, we know the 54-plus body count of the Clintons. So this guy has been had a long history of this, but I've always found it very interesting how whenever someone of, quote-unquote, credibility is needed, they always bring in the same reliable people. And I'll give you another perfect example of this. Let's go back to, 1993, the Oklahoma City Alpha P. Murrah building bombing. Who was it in charge of the cleanup for that? Now, a lot of people don't have the kind of memory that many of us who listen to Republic Broadcasting have. The people who did the cleanup for the Alpha P. Murrah building, Oklahoma City bombing, are the exact same people who were brought in to clean up after what? September 11th. Under guard of the exact same people. Again, using those individuals that are known to be credible and trustworthy. It always happens this way. So, and then they're talking about, well, if it's a suicide, why do you need an investigation? And according to the official autopsy report, he hung himself. Well, again, folks, we're talking the Manhattan Correctional Facility. Anyone who's not been in there or does not know from personal experience how these kind of facilities are built and designed, you need to not even comment on this because you don't know what you're talking about. I've been in prison. I have been in these maximum security facilities. I know people who have been in that particular one. And I'm being told the exact same thing that I personally know from my experience in other facilities that I've been in. There is no way he could have hung himself because, one, there is no light fixtures, no bars, no nothing by which to hang from. You have three concrete walls, a concrete ceiling, and then your fourth wall is partial concrete and solid steel doors. Nothing to hang yourself on. And this argument that I heard some jackass calling into Rush Limbaugh about how he hung himself from a bedpost, there aren't any bedposts in a single man cell. So let's stop this stupid. I'm so fed up with the stupid. They're spouting conspiracy, quote-unquote, theory, because it doesn't carry weight. There is no way on God's green earth that Epstein could have possibly hung himself or strangled himself. It would not have happened.
Let me ask you the key question.
He was murdered.
Well, I wanted to get your opinion. Is it homicide, or is he still alive, or we'll just never know? What's your opinion?
Honestly, I think we will never know. Personally, I looked at the picture of the gurney, the guy on the gurney. Now, Steve Elkins is a nurse. He is a medical professional. And he has correctly, I have to trust his assessment here, the nose and the redness of the face and all that, that is typical of strangulation. However, the earlobe does not lie. There is nothing you could possibly do shy of surgery to change the earlobe. So, if that is the individual in question, that is not Epstein. It's not possible that you put somebody else's earlobe on that man. Not possible. So, I think he's alive. I have no proof, but I think he's alive. But if he is dead, he was murdered. Because remember, the official story is two guards have been fired because they fell asleep and did not check on him for over 3 hours. And interestingly enough, while there are no cameras in those cells, there are cameras all up and down the hallways, focused on the doors, and all throughout the facility. The only place where you will not find cameras are in the individual cells. So interestingly enough, the cameras were on the blink. How many times have we heard that one?
Yeah, I agree with you. And, you know, this is further proof that we have no real media in America, or they would ask these simple questions that we're asking today, all these things that Art has pointed out. Well, hey, thank you so much. I appreciate you giving us exactly what Rush Limbaugh said, because I maybe mischaracterized that a bit. But that was Mondays beginning first hour, if I remember correctly. Hey, thanks so much, Art. Great points, as always. I always appreciate your commentary. Everybody's going to have to go about 3 minutes to get everyone on, and we're going to have a few drop off, not be able to get on the broadcast. Frank in North Carolina, then Barbara, Mark, and Jay coming up. Frank, how you doing? Thanks for calling.
Yeah, man. I mean, I don't think we need to waste time on air getting into semantics about exactly what Rush Limbaugh said. I mean, I heard what he said. Basically, he was basically putting it out there. I mean, we can cut hairs or whatever you call it, but I mean, basically, he was saying we can't believe the media. He wouldn't be surprised if we found out years from now that Epstein was still alive. So I don't know why we have to get into all kinds of silly little arguments about stuff like that. But, that's incredible, man. You were, you said number four at one point last Saturday out of 90 on TalkStream?
TalkStream, there's a lot of broadcasts there, and it's not what you'd say Patriot Radio based. I mean, Fox News is on there, The Blaze, Glenn Beck, and I wasn't aware of this till last week when Ken told me. So I'm pleasantly surprised that many people is listening through that platform. Yes, sir.
Yeah, and you know, I mean, on some level too, with Rush Limbaugh, I can understand why he doesn't go all the way, because his show would be over within 24, 48 hours, right? It's different with Alex Jones, though. Alex Jones runs his own operation, right? He's his own spot. He has his own sponsors. Something happened to Alex Jones. Like you say, I don't remember exactly when it was. I remember when I first started listening to him back in December of 2005, he used to bring up Israel. He would throw Israel into the mix quite a bit. Zionist and all that. So sometime, I don't know, it was about 2009 he started changing, and then about the time that guy Owen Schroyer, or whatever his name is, and then this other guy Mike what the hell was his name, and he's a real dirtbag, by the way, Adam Green is doing great work. He's exposing these guys, man. I mean, people ought to look into some of the people that Alex Jones surrounds himself with. These are some real dirtbags if you look into their background and their personal history. And you know, I give credit to Owen Schroyer, man. When he had Adam Green on, he's slick, man. That guy, I forget if he's an attorney or what, but yeah, he's very slick. And he knows exactly what he's doing. Alex Jones, I don't know if they blackmailed him, sold him out. Personally, I think that his wife is his handler. I understand she's a Jew. she was some type of a madam or something, I guess, that he was, you know, using to get women with or something. You know, Alex Jones cheats on his wife. The guy's a total egomaniac. I've tried several times to get on with him lately, but, you know, he said, I'm going to open up the phone lines. I know I said I was going to open up the phone lines, but I really am. And then right before he opens up, he says, oh, and by the way, first time callers only. So, you know, obviously I'm not a first time caller. But yeah, something happened there. Adam Green is doing great work. You want to write this down if you haven't already. It's KNOW, morenews.org. And yeah, everybody, from what I understand, I haven't been able to get on the net to see it, but The White Genocide Conspiracy by Adam Green. But Alex Jones is a traitor. I mean, anybody who says he's not a traitor and wants to rationalize it needs to keep their sweet little mouth shut. Also, everybody loves to talk about the MK Ultra and the Nazis. Everybody's always talking about the Nazis. Well, you need to look into this guy, Joseph Snyder. His real name, I believe, is Sidney Gottlieb. He was known as the father of MK Ultra. I forget. He had some name they used to call him, the Dark Sorcerer or something like that. But, you know, I understand. You go listen to Robert Revolt's show from last Sunday night. He brings it up, but this El Paso shooter, the Walmart shooter in El Paso, his father worked with this guy, the father of MK Ultra. I find that to be a very, very interesting connection. And as for Trump, what is the point in supporting him at this point? He is the president. He may win next time, but he's out there. From what I heard Ted Brewer say yesterday, that Trump is out there actually complaining about white privilege. I guess his daughter's getting to him more and more by the day, but he's not representing us. And my question is, what is gained at this point by continuing to support Trump? I mean, look at his attorney general, William Barr. He's the guy that defended the FBI sniper that killed Randy Weaver's wife at Ruby Ridge. Trump surrounds himself with trusted swamp creatures. I don't understand. And by the way, there's a host. I don't listen to him, but somebody called me up the other day and said that the RBN host had just said, it wasn't you and it wasn't Robert Revolt, but one of the hosts, buddies of John Statmiller, said, freaking, it's time for Jamie Kelso to go. The Trump phenomenon, that's an embarrassment. And I actually tuned into the first 4 minutes one night. I mean, that guy is just a total clown. Jamie Kelso is a freaking clown. He must be getting paid. He must be getting paid to do that, or he's one of these guys who just can't admit that he was wrong. That's one thing I can do. I can always admit when I was wrong, and I was wrong. All right, man. Bye.
Hey, thank you so much. Thank you so much. We're going to move fast here. Everybody bear with me, and I'll get everybody on that I can. Barbara in Georgia.
Hello?
Hello.
Am I on now?
You are.
Okay, thank you. We need to acknowledge that we, the Patriots, are under attack. Operation Gladio is alive and well. Any limitation of the Second Amendment, as Chuck Baldwin stated, is a declaration of war on the people. Take a look at the trailers called The Purge and The Hunt for further evidence of what is planned for us. Epstein was a diversion from the failing economy. We need to set up military tribunals in each state to investigate all federal and state politicians for complicity in pedophilia and related crimes. We need to decentralize Washington, D.C. And finally, Bill Clinton gives the song Devil with a Blue Dress On a new meaning. And I thank you.
Hey, thank you so much. I had an email. Horiuchi, I believe, was the name of that sniper. Mark in Philly. Jay, stay there. I'm going to get to you. Then we got Georgia and Missouri. Mark, how you doing?
Hello, Farron. First of all, I want to acknowledge you. I want to acknowledge you for being agitated and irritated all in the name of truth and helping us to keep on the edge of what's really going on. Thank you for not turning apathetic. this whole deal with Epstein, it is a diversion, but it's part of the Hegelian dialectic, thesis, antithesis, and synthesis. And what happens there? Well, when you put people in the synthesis mode, they at some point feel powerless, and then they're driven to apathy. They give up. So this is all a mind control. All of this is mind control. So we have to dig in deep to the deepest level of our souls and stay awake with our mind, okay? I mean, really, and see things clearly. By the way, when I heard Rush Limbaugh back in the mid-90s from a friend who seemed to be informed, I listened to Rush Limbaugh twice.
Hold that thought for me, Mark. I got music. We'll talk about it on the other side, then we'll get to Jay back in moments.
Homeowners, if your lender has gone out of business or sold your transaction to another lender or servicer, you may be the victim of a wrongful foreclosure resulting in the loss of your home. If you've already lost your home, are in foreclosure, or even in good standing, you can challenge the mortgage transaction's illegal issue and your property can be restored to you, and your foreclosure can be stopped or reversed and the mortgage transaction declared unenforceable. State laws, U.S. title codes, the Uniform Commercial Codes, and U.S. Supreme Court rulings have upheld that defective mortgage documentations can reverse or stop foreclosures and enforce property title claims in favor of the homeowner. We are having successes in stopping the process of foreclosure, the enforcement of the foreclosure judgments, the sale of property, and evictions after the sale. We are not attorneys, and we don't give legal advice. We are a professional team of legal researchers, providing forensic mortgage audits and expert witnesses. We have the knowledge to produce the evidence and enforce laws regarding your legal issues. We've been in business for 12 years without a complaint. Consultations are free, and we provide a free title search to confirm if your mortgage has legal defects. Please call 855-253-3748. 855-2-KEEP-IT today.
Tired of being lied to by mass media? It's growing more and more apparent today that news is received less and less through standard media outlets. Even with a growing audience every day, RBN is beginning to direct more efforts into social media. Social media and the use of the internet is fast becoming the primary source of people for news, regardless of demographic. RBN has set out to provide some of the best news on the internet through republicbroadcasting.org, and also has begun to use the tools to our advantage by way of social media. Republic Broadcasting is now operating a Facebook page to function as yet another avenue to have our collective voice reach new audiences across not only America, but across the globe as well. The Facebook page features not only news, but also an RBN player to listen to our broadcast. Get involved by visiting facebook.com/republicbroadcasting and liking our page and share it with your friends and family, because you can handle the truth.
Without the right accessories, any guy can be off the mark. Whether you've invested thousands in your arsenal or you own a single trusted firearm, a visit to AROutfitting.com is in order. It's one of the finest online selections of tactical optics and AR parts and add-ons, like EOTech, quick target acquisition with no peripheral loss. Browse the full range of Nikon scopes and binoculars. AROutfitting.com can illuminate your world with Streamlight gun-mounted lights from keychain to large handhelds up to 1,100 lumens. Find some stability with Battenfield tactical bipods. AROutfitting.com has CMMG gun parts, barrels, assemblies, handguards, part kits, and more. Plus Magful clips and magazines. I know I've got you excited, so take a breath. Head to AROutfitting.com. The site's super easy to navigate and features a ton of technical info, including links to manuals. We also welcome vendor and manufacturer inquiries. Remember, if you don't see it, we can get it at AROutfitting.com.
All right, we're back on the alternative media. Mark, if you can, let me give you a minute, and I'll get J3. He's been holding on since 10:20, and I appreciate it, everyone.
Okay. So the deal is, I listened to Rush Limbaugh a couple of times in the mid-90s, a recommendation of a friend, and I reported back to my friend. I was upset. I said, are you kidding me? This guy's a shill. I didn't know about all this intelligence stuff, but I could just tell. As far as Alex Jones is concerned, I didn't trust the guy from the beginning. These are some of the best actors that Hollywood money can buy. That's Hollywood, okay? They're hollow. They're shills, okay? And now the only reason to listen to them might be to get a gain on what the enemy's thinking or pushing. Concerning that Kadar kid, that's a Unit 8200 operation. It's got the handprints all over it. Okay, Unit 8200, part of the Mossad. Okay, and remember, the Mossad's motto is, by deception we shall do war. Okay, and we are in the time of revelation. Just a little side note, that website, truenews.com, they are revealing some things, and hopefully revealing some things to Christians. I don't believe in organized religion. I wish I could.
If I don't do it, I'm not going to get to him. So, hey, thank you so much. Okay. Thank you so much. Jay, we got about 2.5 minutes. They're yours. Go ahead, sir.
And I want to recapitulate what I had said when I first talked about Epstein's supposed suicide on Stormfront last Monday, the 12th of August. What first came to my mind was the Mission Impossible series from the 60s. I have a feeling that somehow Mossad managed to get Epstein out of that prison, and the Mossad has so many resources. Like one resource not many people think about is magicians, and the most famous magicians were Jewish, like Harry Houdini, born Eric Weiss, David Copperfield, David Seth Cotton. They specialize in escape tricks and making things disappear. Like Copperfield made an elephant disappear, a Learjet, and even the Statue of Liberty. And also remember that the Mossad can count on every Jew everywhere in the world as one of their agents. They call that psionym. And Dr. Barbara Sampson, the chief forensic pathologist for the city of New York, Jewish, and a lot of people don't realize Dr. Michael Baden, his parents were Jewish immigrants from Russia and Poland. So they got the two chief pathologists in the case are Jews who would do anything that the Mossad in Israel would ask of them. So it would not surprise me at all if Epstein's alive and well in some remote corner of the earth somewhere.
And let me ask you this, my take on it, that, to kill their rock star, that's done. I mean, has anyone done more than Epstein as far as getting dirt on high-ranking politicians? I mean, it just makes sense, doesn't it?
Yeah, and again, they Jews specialize in magic. They can make anything appear that they want to make appear or disappear.
Hey, thanks so much. I've got music. Thanks, Jay. Georgia, Missouri, others that wasn't able to get to, my apologies. Until next week, this is Farron saying, when they come for your gold, give them a lead, and when they come for your guns, give them the bullets first, and God help us all.
Razor and I walk the line on that silver blade. Slept in the dust with his darker eyes red with a slaughter of innocence. And I will pray for her. I will call her name out loud.
It's happening, ladies and gentlemen. We here at RBN are working with Front Sight Firearms Training Institute to bring our audience the best in combat, tactical, and defensive firearms training. Whether you're a private citizen who is new to firearms, or you have a concealed weapon permit, and want a level of training that surpasses what you've received from your local gun range, Front Sight provides priceless education and skills taught by seasoned law enforcement, military, and private citizen instructors to levels that far exceed law enforcement and military standard. With nearly 1 million responsible citizens trained from every town, city, and state from across the United States, Front Sight has bolstered the Patriot movement to a whole new level. Contact Dan Sutterfield by phone at 573-762-2356 or 573-465-2356 or shoot him an email at domedan, domedan at hotmail.com. This is a limited time opportunity. Don't miss it.
This is RBN, the Republic Broadcasting Network.